Excellency.
Madam Ben-Ami, Madam Director General Volovaya, Ambassador Elonshahar, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be part of this event. I'm very grateful to listen to Madam Ben-Ami. Your convictions, strength, and courage are an inspiration to us all. Holocaust Remembrance Day keeps alive the stories and experiences of those who bore witness to one of the most horrific periods in history. At the same time, your testimony, Mrs. Ben-Ami, will make us shiver even more when we see rising anti-Semitism, racism, and hatred at our doorsteps and around the world. The attacks by right-wing extremists in German cities like Hanau, Kassel, and Halle tell the deadly story of growing racism and anti-Semitism all too clearly. These groups are relative small minorities in German societies, but that must not allow us to belittle their presence. Indeed, their impact has grown in the past years. German authorities are taking them very seriously. This includes strict law enforcement, but also awareness raising and education. Significantly, civil society, in large parts, have spontaneously stood up and expressed their firm rejection of these acts of racism and anti-Semitism. Ladies and gentlemen, we gather today for many reasons. First, we gather to mourn those who have been killed in the darkest chapter of German history. But in commemorating, we must do more than mourn. Holocaust distortion erodes our understanding of a historical truth. This is a persistent problem that benefits from a general lack of awareness. A problem that neither stops at national borders, nor is it found only in countries directly affected by the Holocaust. It undermines core human values and thereby also the fundamental principles upon which our multilateral order was built after the Second World War. We must counter this distortion of truth with the firmest resoluteness. With this in mind, the German presidency of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, the IHRA, established a global task force against Holocaust distortion earlier this year. IHRA strives to uphold the terrible truths of the Holocaust against those who deny them. Today, to mark the importance of the Remembrance Day, Chancellor Merkel will speak at the main UN event together with Secretary General Guterres. In Germany, the National Parliament, the Bundestag, is holding a commemorative session at which the Federal President, President Steinmeier, the President of the Bundestag, President Schäuble, and the President of the Jewish Cultural Community of Munich and former Vice President of the World Jewish Congress, Charlotte Knoblauch, will participate. Ladies and gentlemen, while we cannot undo the horrors of the past, humanity holds a shared responsibility to prevent genocide in the future. This idea is also reflected in the suicide note of Shmuel Ziegelbaum, a Polish Jew who tried to raise awareness for the horrendous situation of Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto and worldwide. Let me cite two sentences. By my death, I wish to express my most profound protest against the inaction in which the world watches and permits the destruction of the Jewish people. I know of how little value human life is in our age. Having failed to achieve success with my life, I hope my death shall contribute to destroying the indifference of those who are able and should act. His words are a warning to all of us. Thank you.